This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Music for the Talk Radio Countdown Show now indicating that we are ready, we're prepared to go over the charts, the stories for the week of April the 15th to the 19th. I'm Doug Steffen here with the most important person, the VIP, is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find this list every week as it is released at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. So Michael is here to go through the stories. We talk about some of the stories, the things that pique his interest, our interest, people list as well. And not a lot of surprises here this week, Michael, it would seem. Once we get beyond the Mueller report, it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So
yeah, it's been mostly Mueller. It's been the week of Mueller, and we're all mulling over the Mueller report,
which makes
us Mullers.
Yes.
So shall we go through?
Remember Mueller's egg noodles?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. You know, the interesting about the name Mueller is we're all saying it right. A lot of people were saying Mueller because it's M-U-E. I wonder how he really pronounces it in his family, whether it's Mueller or Mueller or Mueller. What do you think?
I think he probably cares whether the name is printed correctly on the checks.
I think that's all he cares about. I don't think this guy has an ego. I think he's one of the most serious,
very
most
serious,
disciplined characters I've
anybody
ever...
Anybody know how much he's been paid for all of this, by the way?
I think he gets minimum wage.
What's his rate?
taxpayers
paying for this guy.
It's funny, you know, you ask a question like that, and then you say, hey, yeah, that's kind of an interesting question. What kind of a job is that?
Yeah.
What kind of a contract do they give him? When does it end? Is he still working?
Who hires him? Who called him and said, hey, we want to hire you to do this investigation?
Rosenstein.
Rosenrod, yeah, I think that maybe.
Yeah, that actually is the answer, sort of.
It is the answer. Okay.
Look, without even getting into this, one of the things that makes this so crazy is the fact that you have the Attorney General. We're talking the system now, not the specific people. The Attorney General works for the President. The President is in charge, then, of the Justice Department, which is supposed to be separate from any other political aspect of the government, but he works for the President.
Right.
And the Attorney General hires the special investigator investigating the President.
Uh-huh.
Think about this. Imagine if this happened in the real world of business. Where
it's called conflict of interest.
The whole thing is a giant conflict of interest going into it.
And we're paying for it like a bunch
of
fools.
Right, and people are like going, well, you know, Mueller wouldn't lie, or this one wouldn't lie, or this one is lying. But how do you know? How do you know anything when the system itself is so flawed?
All right, here's the solution. The solution is to put, Trump in a UFC cage with Adam Schiff.
Now you're being silly.
Well, of course I'm being silly. The whole thing is silly.
The thing is to move beyond it, but that's just me. You know, beyond it. The election's coming up.
I want you to
up.
Go through the list.
Here's the list.
But the one other thing here, because in the county where you reside in Florida, the Russians did hack the election. The system in Palm Beach County was hacked. That's the biggest thing that came out of this report, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, of course,
what are we doing to stop him from doing it again?
All we're doing is talking about whether or not Trump was responsible for the hacking.
Yeah, it's not going to fix whether the Russians, who in fact were disruptive in our country's election in Palm Beach County, Florida.
They were disruptive. They were disruptive in more than Palm Beach County.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that
is, of course, if you believe, that is, of course, if you believe Mueller, who works for Barr, who works for Trump,
who makes the spaghetti noodles on
and,
the side.
And another thing that's been lost in all of this is why, what was the purpose of the hacking and the election tampering? Was it to get Hillary a loss? Were they working on behalf of Trump anyway? Were they better off with Trump? There are all of these questions, and you know something? They're never going to be answered accurately.
Yeah.
There's never going to be a uniform consensus on this. It's only going to further divide the people and make for very shallow but alluring bait to get people to watch, listen, and read.
Meanwhile, the business
media
of the country is in the dust.
Totally.
Oh. Yeah.
No, or maybe not. Maybe they're doing things behind the scenes while this is one big distraction.
Right. They're organizing. They're negotiating with little Mr. Fatty in North Korea. That's what they're doing.
Little Mr. Fatty is looking like a serious player lately. He's the one who's saying that the Americans have to be more mature when they come to talk to him. We are living in a circus. Do you want me to do the list or do you want to
please
do the break?
No, well, I want you to do the list and then we'll do the break.
Okay, here we go. You want me to do both lists or just one list?
Yeah, no, do them both. Sorry.
Okay, here we go. Number 10, NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball action. Number 9, Tiger wins the Masters.
Yay!
Oh, I'm so
excited. That's a good story.
It is a good story, actually. Yeah. And number 8, the Game of Thrones season debut. And number 7, the North Korea weapons test. At number 6, jobless claims tumble. Number 5, the college admission scandal. Number 4, the Notre Dame fire. At number 3, the 2020 presidential race. At number 2, the southern border crisis. And number 1, the aforementioned Mueller report release. The people on the survey, number 10, Tiger. Number 9, Lori Loughlin. Bill Weld at 8. Ann Coulter at 7. Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Bernie at 4. William Barr at 3. Mueller at 2. Trump at 1. There, I did the lists.
Can you go a week without dropping Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
I know. We just put her in there because we like to say her name.
Yeah, right. And annoy me. All right. We're doing it. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Enjoy her while you have her.
Okay. I will do that. It's 14 after the hour on the countdown. Do you lack energy? Are you able to tackle your tasks every day with aplomb? Are you struggling to get back into shape? Would you like to see an increase in your drive and your performance? Okay, those are the problems. Solution, one word, Nugenix. Nugenix. Nugenix will help you stay in shape and keep up with your daily routine. It is difficult, but thanks to Nugenix, you'll feel better. This is a very potent force. If you're feeling exhausted, you're not focusing at work, you're not performing like you want to with your honey bun, then Nugenix is what you want. You want some help. High levels of testosterone right in here play an important part in helping you preserve your energy and your performance. Nugenix maximizes energy, increases lean muscle mass, and boosts your libido. Somebody sent me a note asking if this was something women could use. I suppose so. It's not really aimed at women. But some women like, you can do things that help your libido too. I'm not selling it to women, but you're welcome to try. I don't know anything. Read the bottle before you take it. Anyway, you want to restore your wellness, your confidence, your energy level. Let's get to Nugenix. How do you get it? You get a free bottle to start your relationship with Nugenix by texting FORCE to 321-321. That's FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Be on your way to a more confident you, to a healthier you. Just text FORCE to 321-321 for your free complimentary bottle. I suppose that's redundant. Complimentary means free. You want this product? Won all kinds of awards for ingenuity. Nugenix. Get your free bottle by texting FORCE to 321-321.
Are you getting bored with all of your dinner options? Maybe you can't take another night of unhealthy fast food or ordering in. Well, I have got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. She's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes, ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your 3 free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Text the word FORK to 246-810.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into 1 little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
All right, let's get at it here, Michael, the discussion of the Mueller report. We spent in the talk radio review, which accompanies this hour, we spent half the time talking to hosts about the Mueller report. You've been on the air this week. How much time have you devoted to it, and what's proper here from your perspective?
I did a few radio shows this week. I was on one station in a major city for 3 days, and I did a show in another city. So I did 4 radio shows today, this week, and Mueller dominated them. I did do a lot of talking about Notre Dame at the beginning of the week. The Notre Dame fire was very interesting, and it's sort of got lost in the shuffle of Mueller.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think that's.
That I found to be one of the most interesting topics because it brought so many things to the table. And so we talked about that, but the Mueller report was dominant. I also talked a little bit about the college scandal that took place during the week, and that ties into our lifestyles and our values and our principles, raising children, and the state of education. So that was a good topic as well. So those are the ones that I was into.
Yeah. Well, then we get the other things that have drawn fire, if you will, pardon the pun, the Notre Dame thing, the jobless claims. I said in terms of practicality that if the numbers stay where they are, you will have a very difficult time finding anybody who will beat Trump.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that's what I wish.
No,
for,
you're right.
But it's always, remember what James Carville said, it's the economy, stupid, and that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. No truer words ever spoken. Do you agree?
To a great degree, yeah. I wouldn't say 100%. Things could happen.
No, but yeah.
But yeah. I think that people vote their interests, and economics is really what ties us together as a nation. I mean, even the systems. When you say socialism, or you say capitalism, or free enterprise, we're talking about economic systems. We're not talking about religious systems. We're not talking about what kind of art you like. We're talking about economic systems are the foundation upon which we build political science. Economic systems, money, and the word commonwealth. It's all about our assets and our wealth, and that's what ties it all together.
You know what we've lost this week? I thought the discussion last week about whether or not Trump's suggestion that we move all the people on the border to sanctuary cities, that kind of got lost in the dust this week. Even though southern border crisis is number 2, perhaps we might examine that a little bit more as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time for us to continue. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll find these lists, the charts, and all kinds of things that are pertinent to the talk radio industry at talkers.com. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen with the border in focus, the sanctuary city laws. As I said, this kind of got lost, even though it's number two on the countdown this week. The significance, there was sort of a, tongue-in-cheek, the stuff from I don't know whether Trump was serious or not, but until the Mueller report came out, until the Notre Dame fire, the most discussed conversationally on the radio the first couple of days of the week was certainly whether we're going to dump all these people, mostly in California, in San Francisco. And, there was a certain serious spin to this, other than it seemed kind of silly, but it,
I don't think people believe that. I think people sometimes believe that it's just Trump, bluster, that yeah. Trump says things and does things to distract people from things or to change the conversation. But that would be a long process. It would be complicated, and it was talked about very heavily for a couple of days.
Well,
but then
the other people abandoned it. Right. Well, at the same time, the Trump administration was in court trying to strike down the sanctuary city laws in California.
Right. So that's why I call it a circus. In this ring, this is going on, and that ring, that's going on. But the whole system doesn't add up to anything ever getting done. And any dispute being resolved.
So, do you think the average person, the caller that you may talk to on some of these programs, actually is aware of how they're being had? That it is a circus. It's like the movie that's out now with Danny DeVito and the Tim Burton Dumbo movie. The three-ring circus. In the meantime, who's doing the people's work? What are we paying? We just paid our taxes this week. What the hell are we paying for?
Yeah, well, you drove on a road.
That was poorly built.
Life does go on. I do You know, there's a certain synergy and of life that it's kind of mystical almost. Look at all the processes that do go on. Look at how cities operate. Look at how countries operate. Look at how...
In spite of.
And things work out pretty well. When you think about things that go wrong, look at how many things go right. And who's leading it? Who's running a city? When the sun comes up over Boston, the sun comes up over New York, L.A., all of a sudden people are going out there working, stores are opening, coffee shops are happening, the police are out there, firemen are going around, hospitals are... Who's coordinating all that? Nobody. It's like a flock of birds changing on a dime. All of a sudden they go... There's an aspect to collective consciousness that defies leadership. Most leaders don't even know what they're doing. They just are riding a horse that seems to have its own direction. And that's the fascinating aspect of the thing that you're touching upon. You know, what are we getting for our taxes? I don't know. I don't even know how it operates. And back to what you said before, do callers know they're being had? Well, how the hell would I know? Because I don't even know if I'm being had. I mean, what makes the person taking the call any smarter or any less vulnerable to the mystery of all this than the average citizen who's calling in? There's a great amount of disconnect between what's really going on and anybody's understanding of it.
I think that's very well put. But it does seem maybe we're fortunate that we have systems that kind of keep going on. But we, even on the local level, I know I was participating last night in an event locally here about sustainability and how clueless the average person is who lives in. They don't pay attention to it because they expect that things will run, and they kind of are. You're right. It does. It kind of hums along, and we're singing our song, walking our way back home. And but so
they expect it to run because it does run. That's the point. It runs. Yeah.
28 after, Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Calitrin, the best way for you to lose weight. I can speak from experience because I'm on it. The ingredients in Calitrin are so healthy. The active ingredient is collagen protein. So maybe you give us a little insight into the chemistry here of how this collagen protein that we were talking about works to help us lose weight.
Well, it uses that collagen protein to help heal and rebuild tissue. And that's in everywhere from your joints to your muscles. And when it goes your muscles, it revs up your metabolism. You know, when you're rebuilding that lean muscle tissue, you burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. When you give it time to work, you're going to see the inches come off and then the pounds come off.
Here's what you do. In order to get this, there's a great special deal on right now and a free shipping combo with the promo code DJV. Go to toploss.com for your Calitrin. Use the code DJV. Again, Calitrin at toploss.com.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of the holiest periods for both Christians and Jews is underway, as today is Good Friday for Christians, and at dusk begins Passover for Jews. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says, "People too often see just evil and hate in the world." He explains how Holy Week applies to people.
He died on the cross. Jesus Christ, true man, died. Jesus Christ, true God, rose, okay? And he's wanting us to be part of that divine plan.
The 8 days of Passover commemorate enslaved Jews' exodus out of Egypt. Democrats in the House and Senate slamming Attorney General Bill Barr, saying he deliberately distorted significant portions of the Robert Mueller report on the Russia investigation. And they say they want Barr to stop misleading the public on the contents of that report. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh my, back in the talk radio mode, talk radio countdown show, talk radio what's hot. That's the list at Talkers Magazine every week. That's what's hot, people's stories. So let's talk about Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen. The number four thing is the fire. Yeah. How'd you take, what was your take on that?
Well, my first reaction, my take on it was to talk about my reaction to it when I heard about it, because it came out of the blue. It was one of those stories that you didn't expect. And those are always different than the ones that you're looking to tomorrow, you know, because you know something's coming. And my first reaction was that I thought it was the University of Notre Dame that was on fire.
I thought so too. Right.
Did you?
Yeah.
And then when I saw the pictures of it, you know, on my online, I was on my computer, so you're checking into all the news. I thought that was like, oh, that's the spire and the tower, you know, on the campus. And I'm going, yeah. Oh my gosh, what a shame. When it hit me that this was the Cathedral of Notre Dame, that was like, oh my. Not that it's not a bad thing if Notre Dame University was burning, but the cathedral is this sacred 800-year-old, you know, icon. It was very upsetting to watch that. After that, of course, there's all kinds of intriguing conspiracy stories, the coincidence of it happening before the holidays and the religious season, the fact that they decided it was an accident before they even went in to see what's going on. They're all aspects to this thing from a million different levels. And what should be done with all that money now? You know, should they rebuild it? And then I got into some of the esoteric stuff about, is it the same cathedral? If you rebuild something completely...
Mm-hmm.
Is it the same thing? It's like, you know, those ancient boats that they used to put out, you know,
nope.
The Romans
would
have.
The answer is no. It isn't. It doesn't have that the wood, the timber that burned, the ambiance. You've probably been there. I've been there. Most people mm-hmm. who travel to Europe want to go to see the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. It's iconic. I remember the last time I was there, my daughter and I had lunch. There's a little bit of a restaurant just sort of behind it. And sitting there... outside, it was a June day, I think, if I remember correctly, or May day, and we were just sitting there looking at the majestic tower, and the word majesty applies to this building, and going inside of it, and thinking about, to address your comment directly, what has gone on in this building over the past 1,000 years? What has it seen? That wood, the stuff that's there that absorbed the energy... this is a very spiritual thing, and you don't replace it with just timber that, you know, comes out of the lumberyard.
Yeah, or plastic, you know, or,
yeah.
or new composites and things yeah. of that nature. But it is kind of an interesting question on an esoteric level, because, you know, every cell in your body changes like every 7 years. Are you still the same person you were when you were a kid? And,
no.
Yes and no. Because the system becomes something unto itself. The system of Doug Steffen, the system of a bunch of things coming together being the cathedral. So few of the original things that exist are really the original things. Maintaining a house. You're a farmer. You understand what it is to maintain a barn or whatever. There's two aspects to everything. There's a system and the spirit of it.
The old barn's a lot better than the newer barns.
Really?
In terms of, oh my God, yes.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or a car. People restore cars. There are cars on the road, you know, antique. But there's not one element on it that's more than 5 years old.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So,
replace everything.
So these are interesting questions that I sort of drew out of it. I didn't like the fact that Notre Dame was on fire, but I liked the story as something to sink my teeth into. I found it very, very, for lack of a better word, interesting and full of potential for discussion. Still is.
Well, it's one of these things. I love the expression talk radio tree, because the branches are, there are a myriad of things that you can talk about, like what were the experiences people had, what it mean to the French, talk about the French people. You know, one of the anecdotal stories I told was going to that French restaurant I just mentioned to you.
Right.
And my daughter speaks French very well, so we were handled well. There were some Americans in there. They waited an hour even to get service because the French, the Parisians, don't like the Americans. So if you speak their language, they're happy, but if you don't, yes.
One of the things I'm amazed when I go to Paris is how many speak English. I'm the only American who doesn't find the Parisians unfriendly. I find the people in Montreal unfriendly.
That's another, yeah.
Montreal is more French. Quebec is more French than France.
Yeah.
It's amazing that aspect of it. Another aspect of the Notre Dame thing is I've been to Paris 3-4 times in my life, and every time I've gone there, I've never gone in Notre Dame. I don't like waiting in lines. I don't like crowds. Yeah. I don't like getting tied up at a place. So I've always viewed Notre Dame or Notre Dame as a work of art unto itself. I've gone to the building and looked at it from the outside, going, oh, look at that. Wow. And that was enough for me. I regret now that I hadn't gone inside because, you know, I'll never be able to see that again like that. Point being, though, that I took it all in as a unit unto itself. from the, like, I would never go up to the top of the Eiffel Tower and waste 2 hours on line to go on an elevator.
But you know what? It's scary as hell. You don't want to go. There's no wall. It's just the scaffolding, and you go up to the top. I don't like heights. Mm. You go up in the Eiffel Tower, you scare the hell out of you. Don't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I take them from a distance. I don't like to get into the weeds. I enjoy looking at, you know, the Statue of Liberty from the Staten Island Ferry. I'm not into anything that involves lines and gift shops. I don't want any part of that.
I'm with you 100%. That's a great way of looking at and understanding it. Meanwhile, the fire itself, my feeling is that this is a fire that's dry. I've done a lot of renovations to buildings and barns in my life, and I know how we put one extension cord on another, on another, on another.
Right.
And you're using all these tools, and they use 220 current over there instead of 110. I can just see the old wiring in the church, and the renovation guys are not thinking about anything other than let's get the job done. So we'll plug into this socket, and then we put another extension on it, and there's a third one, there's a fourth one. Before you know it, the wires are getting all hot. The old wiring can't take it. Sparks develop. Bingo, that's the end of the story. I don't think there's any conspiracy. I think that's what happened. I think it's clear. Frankly, that's what happened.
That's why they knew so quickly, is what you're saying. Because
I think. Renovation. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then you wonder, you know, back to renovation. Well, one of the other branches for me is the audacity of the Catholic Church. Notre Dame has billions of dollars of treasure, and they saved all of it, or most of it, I think. But, you know, there are a lot of people who have already raised $700-800, I think maybe it's close to $1 billion now, pledged to rebuild the church from wealthiest people in France and America. Meanwhile, the Catholic Church is sitting on tens of billions of dollars worth of trinkets and goodies underneath the Vatican. They continue to shut churches down, let them hang themselves, you know, sell the real estate to pay off the lawsuits of pedophile priests. So why didn't they... Why can't the Catholic Church rebuild its own church? Why does everybody have to jump in and donate money?
That's an argument I don't get involved in, but I'll tell you, it is certainly a strong argument, and there's no question that the current events of certainly the last 25 years give the people who are Catholics and within the Catholic universe a tremendous amount of things to talk about amongst themselves. The Catholic faith and the Catholic Church are two different things, and a lot of people don't understand that. A lot of Catholics are terrified that the church is symbolic of and connected to the faith on a level that if you're against anything the church does, you're against the faith.
Go right to hell. Straight down.
But all big religion operates that way to one degree or another.
Right. Control. Politics.
Big religion is...
That's probably
like
heretical.
Big business, big government, big media, big anything.
Easter weekend, and so here we are blaspheming the church. Shame on you, Michael.
Well, I certainly didn't mean to do that.
I know. Well, I did, but it's okay.
and I also contradicted myself. I said that's an argument I'm not getting involved in, and then
I gave you a whole rant on it.
So much for restraint.
Let's find out who this week's guest is on the Harrison podcast in a moment here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. If you're bored with the dinner you had last night, and you're not looking forward to having dinner tonight, may I help you through that problem? Good news for people who love to eat good food. Martha Stewart, a name synonymous with quality, has come around with a new partnership. It's called Martha and Marley Spoon. And Martha's giving away three full-sized meals from the new meal kit delivery from their kitchen at Martha and Marley Spoon. They'll send you fresh ingredients right to your house, and this... Every day, every night, you can prepare a great meal, less than a half an hour, of quality foods. This is the best way to cook a fulfilling meal, knowing that you're feeding your family something that's very good. Or if you're just feeding yourself. That's what I do. I feed myself. And this is something that I've become very excited about because the choices are so healthy and the food tastes so good. So the variety of dishes, something you can focus on, all kinds of classically creative meals. Use your imagination, use their cookbook, whatever you want. To be part of Martha's free taste test at Martha and Marley Spoon, all you have to do is text the word FORK, FORK to 246-810. That's 246-810. Text FORK. You'll get three free meals, great food sent straight to your door. Text that word FORK to 246-810. Now, free meals, FORK at 246-810.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Flaxseed isn't a grain, but a seed.
And when we think about seeds, seeds are very concentrated little packages full of nutrients.
Catherine Zaratsky says flaxseed is high in healthy fat, vitamins, and minerals. Plus,
flaxseeds are a great source of fiber. And fiber can be beneficial in helping reduce our overall cholesterol level.
Most Americans don't get enough fiber. Fiber is good for digestion, heart health, and
for people who have diabetes, it can be beneficial in helping regulate their blood glucose.
Zaratsky says you don't have to add a lot of flax to your diet to get the benefits. Try adding it to your smoothies.
You can start by adding a few teaspoons, maybe a tablespoon, just to see how you like it and if you like the taste and the texture without overdoing the calories is a good way to start.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
We are dum 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 dum. Wait, Michael and I have our own conversation off the air.
We had to corral you, folks. We had to corral him. Then Kara and the behind the glass and me were going, Doug, we're on the air.
Let's go.
Ooh. Ooh, let me tell you what else I think about people I know.
We're on the air, Doug. We've been around
too long.
That's right.
No redos. We're live.
All right. The guest on the Harrison podcast this week is
Joe Madison, who is one of the top 10 on our Heavy 100. He is probably the most influential African-American radio talk show host in the country. And he was recently on that PBS show called Finding Your Roots. And we talk about some of the roots they found out about him. Very interesting. It's a good one. MHinterview.com. One of the better ones we've done in a long time. They're all pretty good, but this one's really good.
He calls himself the Black Eagle.
Yeah.
And has been involved. He's been in commercial and public radio, hasn't he?
I don't know if he's been in public radio. He's been in commercial radio. I know him for 30 years. We used to be on the same station together in Washington, D.C., at WRC for a while. And we got to know each other. We've been friends ever since. And he's a major player. He's with Sirius XM.
Yeah. Yeah, he certainly has made his mark, for sure. Another constituency, it's inclusive. Talk radio is nothing if it's not inclusive, because you can find almost every thought pattern, every experience represented, maybe not in the same degree, but that's what makes the fascination here, on Talk Radio, News Talk Radio, as serious and strong as it is. Michael, thank you. Michael Harrison.
Thank you.
Editor, publisher of Talkers Magazine, with our overview of News Talk Radio this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our official legal expert. He was born to be a lawyer. As a matter of fact, when he was born, the day he was born, his mother said, guilty. And so he's been working that route ever since. He's a college prof at Bentley University in Boston, one of our leading experts on scams, identity theft, that sort of thing. I love having him on here because he always adds, I've never, ever, ever asked him a question that he couldn't answer and he wasn't right on top of it. So, from the legal point of view, the pressure.
About what my mother said. My grandmother, apparently she couldn't pronounce the word lawyer. She used to say, "That's my grandson, the liar." I'd say, no, that's lawyer. And she'd say, "Don't correct me."
Uh-huh. Right. That's never. We'll have none of that, please.
No.
All right. So this week, the number one issue, Mueller's report, legal ramifications of that. Nobody's going anywhere with this thing except talking about it, right? Even though there may be some.
No, actually, quite the opposite.
Really?
And that's where I'm glad you asked about this because, you know, there's a lot of reporting, there's a lot of noise, but they're missing some key things, including, you know, of the many redacted pages. One of the reasons for the redacted pages and covered is because these deal with ongoing investigations. Not only that, the conclusion of Mueller in regard to obstruction of justice was that the president couldn't be charged due to an opinion of the Department of Justice of long standing that you cannot indict a standing sitting president for obstruction of justice charges. Mm-hmm. But they could be charged once out of office. And Mueller in the report says that he is assembling this record to preserve evidence because, quite frankly, besides the things of exposing a lot of lying by a lot of people, including the president, including Sarah Sanders and others, there really does seem to be sufficient evidence for obstruction of justice. If you want to find something positive in this report, and I was really thrilled, it was the number of people within the administration, like his lawyer McCann, who out and out said, no, I will not participate in obstruction of justice. I won't fire Mueller. I won't make phony charges that he's got a conflict of interest, and I'll resign. And people that refuse to do the bidding of the president in this case, he was off the rails. And I think this to say there was no collusion, there were 130 contacts with Russians, most of which, if not all of which, were lied about, and contacts with WikiLeaks that were lied about. Do they reach the level of conspiracy, which is the charge? There's no charge of collusion. No. They didn't, according to Mr. Mueller, and that's fine. But there is a lot here, and this is definitely not the end of it.
Well, I don't think it's the end of it, but where does it go, and what at the end of the day comes out of it that helps the country? That if you can't get rid of him as president, then after he gets out, so what? You know, he's done whatever he's going to do.
That's a great point.
Yeah. All right. Number two on the countdown is the southern border crisis and the focus on sanctuary cities. Very interesting, before the Notre Dame fire this week and the release of the Mueller report, that was the number one thing. Trump says, let's ship. Okay, you guys got a sanctuary city in your state? Here they come! At the same time, he's in court trying to get the whole concept of sanctuary cities tossed out. So where does this all land, Steve?
You know, it's a mess. You know, there is no question that the country needs some significant immigration law reform.
Sure does. Yep.
And, you know, but building a wall is not going to do it. Actually, the biggest security, I talk about white collar crime, and our ports are really places where all kinds of bad things and attacks come in. So it takes Congress. And as Mark Twain once said, the opposite of progress is Congress.
Yeah, the trafficking stuff, those people all come in on ships. They don't come in on airplanes.
Yeah.
They come in containers on ships, loaded with all these people. Wow, awful. The college admission scandal, a couple of seconds on that. Maybe a couple of people going to jail for a couple of months. Is that about it?
Yeah, some people are going to go to jail, and there is some depth here, but it's much more complex legally than the press is making it.
Ah, what a surprise. The press is not accurate. My God. Can you imagine? Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.